This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the return of Tahawur Rana, an accused in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the Indian government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it will be a great achievement for the country that Tahawur Rana will face a trial in Indian court.
Modi sarkar ka prayas hai ki jin logon ne bhi भारत की जमीन भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए और मैं मानता हूं तब राणा की यहां वापस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है.
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight tomorrow. Rana's application against his extradition has been denied by the US Supreme Court. Union Home Minister also criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of spreading rumor on the Citizenship Amendment Act. The minister also raised questions over Congress leaders Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi, saying that if Waqf was the main issue of Congress, then why Priyanka Gandhi did not come to vote against it in Parliament. The government has approved the doubling of Tirupati-Pakala-Katpadi single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati.
तिरुपति से काटपाड़ी की डबलिंग 1332 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है ये. आप इस एरिया में देखेंगे बहुत सारा एग्रीकल्चर प्रोडक्ट है, फिर वेल्लूर और तिरुपति दोनों मेडिकल और एजुकेशन के बड़े हब बने. कंप्लीट रायलसीमा रीजन, इस पूरे क्षेत्र में इस प्रोजेक्ट से बेनिफिट मिलेगा. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, सीमेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, स्टील इंडस्ट्रीज, इन सब का बेनिफिट मिलेगा. दो डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स आंध्र की चित्तूर और तिरुपति और तमिलनाडु में वेल्लूर, इन तीन डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स को डायरेक्ट इस प्रोजेक्ट का बेनिफिट मिलेगा.
द सेंटर आल्सो क्लियर द प्रपोजल फॉर द कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ सिक्स लेन जीरकपुर बाईपास स्प्रेडिंग इन पंजाब एंड हरियाणा विद एन एस्टिमेटेड कॉस्ट ऑफ ओवर 1,878 करोड़ रुपीस. इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेड द प्रोजेक्ट विल रिड्यूस ट्रैवल टाइम एंड इम्प्रूव कनेक्टिविटी टू हिमाचल प्रदेश एंड नेशनल कैपिटल रीजन. The cabinet also gave nod to the modernization of command area development and water management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the project will boost water use efficiency, improve productivity and also raise farmer incomes. India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalised in coming weeks. According to the defence sources, out of 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and also 4 will be double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the induction of Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. India and the UK have reaffirmed their commitment to continue collaboration in the financial services sector, fintech and digital economy. India and UK today held the 13th Economic and Financial Dialogue in London. The Indian delegation, led by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, held high-level discussions with the UK delegation, led by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves. President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakia counterpart Peter Pellegrini held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks at the Presidential Palace in Bratislava today. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans have set a target of 218 runs against Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 217 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 145 for 8 in 16 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.